Today's shir is Masechta Baba Metzia, Daf Ayin Vav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis at the new Perek HaSoichras Omnim. Our Perek discusses the halachas of when you have workers and what are the employer's rights and what are the employee's rights. And as we begin to learn Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our Perek, we need to identify that there are a number of different types of employees in halacha. There is a schir yoim. A schir yoim is somebody who is hired for that day's job. Whatever is supposed to be done that day, the employer has him on retainer to work for him that day. A poyel is somebody who's hired by the day, but he's not hired to do whatever his employer says. He's hired for a specific task. And a kablon is somebody who's not paid by the day or by the hour. He's paid by the job. Moreover, we're going to see that there are two types of, and our Mishnah mentioned this, you have a person that's an uman. A uman is a trained employee. He's trained with a profession to do certain tasks. And then we have a payel. A payel is a laborer, but not particularly necessarily trained. So says the Mishnah Soichas Umnim, if somebody hires an uman, that means, as we just said, a professional, the hitu is a, and the either the employee or the employer backed out of their arrangement. So says the Mishnah, ein lehem zel ze el tarumas. They only can have complaints against each other. And they can have complaints. One is because we made it a deal. How are you just going to walk away from it? And other pshad is that now this employee or employer have to find other people to do the job for which they were hired. And another pshad is that people, it'll cause people to speak badly, whether about the employer or the employee, that they must have backed out. People are going to say, what kind of employer is this that he backs out of his arrangement? Or what type of employee is this that backs out of his arrangement? But Ein Lehem and Terumas. Terumas means that they have a complaint. And as the Achronim will explain, Terumas is not a financial complaint. They have no financial. This is only that it's not the right thing to do. But I sort of some cipher says that a person is not allowed to have issues. A person is not allowed to have complaints about other people unless there's a legitimate reason to have such a complaint. And what our Gemara means to teach us, says the Chassam Sofer, is Eila Mela Tarumis, I could have a complaint against the individual, but because in this case, it's legitimate. Otherwise, I would not be allowed to have a complaint against another person. And the Mishnah explains, however, sometimes when an employee backs out, now it's already much more serious. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Sochas HaChamor, if somebody hired a driver to carry something on his behalf, or Sakadar, he hired a person who, a donkey driver, a wagon driver, Lahavi Prapirim, to bring wood. And the way Rashi explains, he's building a chuppah for his son and daughter, and he needs these raw materials. Or Chalilin, he needs flutes for the wedding, Lekala, Olemes. In those days, when there was a Levi, Rechman Otzlan, they played flutes, the Payalin, or he hired workers, Lahalis, Pishtanim, and Amishra. They used to soak the flax in water, and this, when the time came to remove it, the aloch, and they need the workers were hired for that purpose. And if it's not taken out at the right time, then it will get ruined. The kaldover or anything else, shem yovid, if they won't do the job in the proper time, the chazrehem, then they back out. Says the gemara, makam she'en sham adam, if he can't hire somebody else, He can't easily find another replacement. So says the Mishnah, Soich Aleihem, he could hire another employee. And as we're going to see on the in the Mishnah, that it was going to see in the Gemara, and deduct, and we'll see what that means to deduct, that he could deduct from the salary of the employee who backed out of him in this Dover Ovid, or Maton, he could fool them, he could say, I'm going to pay you more, and really, at the end, not pay what he said he's want to do. The Rishonim point out that this halacha, and that's why the Mishnah gave us the various examples, applies both by payalim, by workers, by kablonim, people who have to do the job. It makes no difference what type of employee, professional or not. The Ramban furthermore says that the Mishnah speaking that they haven't even begun to work and they haven't even made a kinyan. But once there was an agreement that this employee is going to do this job, and if he backs out, it could cause irretrievable loss to the employer, the halacha that we just learned is applicable. Hasoichas umnim, if somebody hired an umman to do a job for him, the chazer b'hem, and after they began doing this job, they backed out, yodam ala tachtoina, the employee, the kablan's position is weaker. That means if now I have to hire somebody to finish the job that he walked out of. So, for example, I hired a person to cut wheat on my behalf, and he cut half the wheat. And now I have to hire somebody to cut the second half. But it won't be enough just to pay the amount that I owe this person for the second half of the job. It's going to cost me more to finish the job. So the halacha is yodin al tachtoinim, that we pay him, we pay the second employee what it takes, and then what's left we'll pay the first employee. As we're going to see in the Gemara, the way to learn the Mishnah, as we just learned, is in a simple situation where it's not where the price of work changed. Because in a case where the price of work changed, the halacha would have there would be different considerations. But if the employer backs out, and now the employee is left without work, that his position is the weaker position, and therefore he has to pay the employee as much as the employee is entitled to. And if the employee can't find a job for the second half of the day, or he can only find it at less pay, he has to make it up. Says the Mishnah, Kala Mishana, whoever changes the terms of the deal, Yodei al Tachtoinai, as we learned in Masechta Bava Kama and Daf Kuf, where the Gemara discussed the case where I hired somebody to dye wool on my behalf, and I asked him to do it red, and he did black. So we learned over there, Yodei al Tachtoinai, we see what is the lesser. Is the amount that the wool went up in value less, or is the expense of of dyeing the wool less? And whichever is the lesser of these two numbers, that's all I will have to pay this person who didn't do what he was hired to do. Kalachoizer, if somebody backs out of a deal, Yodel Tachtoinai, he is in the weaker position. That means if it's the employee or the employer who back out of the arrangement, he's in the weaker position. The Sefer V'Yagid Yaakov explains, the Pasuk says, in Parshas Bamidbar, as Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, Ish al diglei ba'oisos l'beis avoisom yachnu b'nei Yisrael, meneged sovv la'oyomoyed yachnu. So he explains, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, M'lei seidel chai yofa b'noshim, Tzilach b'ikve etzoyim. And Rashi explains, what does Tzilach b'ikve etzoyim mean? Tzu'u b'darki ovis. That a person has to, if a person in life needs to have direction, what to do, you should go and follow the darki ovis, follow the menhagim, and follow the way that was done in the previous generation by your forefathers. And he says, that's pshat what our Mishnah says. Kala mishana, Yodel Tachtoinai. If somebody deviates from what is the accepted practice in Klal Yisrael, the accepted practice in his family, in his community, then yadal tachtayne. And that's pshat what he says is, the pasuk says, ish al diglai ba'isos lebeis avoysam. When were Klal Yisrael successful? When were Klal Yisrael able to be meneged soviv lo'oyim mo'yid yachnu? When could they be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not have anything to fear? That's when tzilach b'ikve etzayin. Kol mishana, if they don't do what, if they try to deviate, then once they begin to deviate, that's when the tzoros begin. And it is the obligation of Klal Yisrael to continue doing what he's supposed to do. Obviously, when we learn this Gemara about this Mishnah in the Gemara Mitzvashem about employees and employers backing out of arrangements, there are so many different shailas that come up. One shaila that I saw the Chashuki Chema discusses is that there's a bus route and there was a family waiting at the bus stop and the bus just didn't show up and the family had to get where they were going to. So instead of waiting and the bus just didn't show up, so they took a taxi. And of course, the taxi cost double what the bus cost. What is the halacha? Could they now demand that the bus company or the bus driver has to compensate them for this extra cost they didn't show up? So is this considered like someone who backed out of a deal that we just learned, yodai al tachtoinen? So now the question is, who's at fault? The first thing that Chashuki Chemet says, that who is at fault? Is it the bus driver or is it the bus company? And if once we're able to identify who is at fault, now the question is, can we demand from them money? So the Chazanist says that this is not the same. Here, when somebody, in our Mishnah, we began a job, we contracted for a job between you and me. Here, there was no such contract, and therefore, the halacha is, it might be different. Our Mishnah discusses how one has to be careful when he hires somebody, how he has to treat him properly. And the question that, and therefore, if you let somebody go, you have to be careful. So one of the questions that I saw was, that the Chashuki Chemet discusses, what happens, hired an employee, and we have terms with each other. And now what happened was that I find out that this employee does not have a bris milah. Now, the bris milah doesn't affect the quality of the job. Why does the halacha, could I let him go or not? So he says that if by firing him, I will be able to convince him to make a bris for his son, so then he suggests that maybe I would be allowed to let him go. But if it won't make a difference, then I probably wouldn't be allowed to let him go. Another question that he discusses is where somebody accuses somebody who's working for him that they stole something. He accuses that one of the employees stole something, and now he doesn't have definitive proof, but he made that employee take a lie detector test. And the lie detector test does indicate that this person stole. So is that adequate reason to be able to fire an employee? Because we're learning now it's very difficult and not so simple to be able to fire an employee. And he quotes Rabbi Yashiv. He says that even though a lie detector test is not considered completely proof in halacha, the halacha is that it is something to be reckoned. And he says, on one hand, he suggests that one would be allowed to let this employee go. But on the other hand, you have to be very careful, since we don't have definitive proof that this employee stole. So says the Chashuki Chemet, the halacha may well be that I may never say to anybody that this person was let go because they're a thief. In other words, if we knew definitively that somebody is a thief, so then maybe not only can we let the person go, but we could attempt to save other people from suffering. Here, it's not so simple. The Sefer Mishpatei Torah also discusses many questions that come up where somebody backs out of an arrangement, and what is the halacha. He speaks about a situation where there was a couple that was supposed to get married in Chodesh Shvat in a certain wedding hall, a catering hall, and they gave a deposit. And then a week before the wedding was supposed to take place, Kala's parents were in a terrible car accident and they were hospitalized, and the couple does not want to get married, and they pushed off the wedding. And what happened was, since the date that they now want to get married, this hall and the band and photographer are not available, so they hired other hall and photographer, etc. And now the couple is saying to the caterer that they want to get back the deposit because this came up. It was beyond their control, obviously, that this happened to the Kala's parents, and they had to push off the wedding, and now they want to get back their deposit. So the caterer and the other vendors say that the Chas and the Kala are fine, and the only people we must have at a wedding are the Chas and Kala. And since the Chas and Kala are fine, the fact that this terrible accident happened to the Kala's parents doesn't give them a right to push off the wedding. Moreover, the caterer is saying, I was prepared, because I understood the situation, I was prepared to give you a different date, but this couple said, we want to get married. The wedding was supposed to be in Shvat. The couple said, we want to get married in Adar. All the dates in Adar were booked, but the caterer says, I was willing to make the wedding a week before Pesach. And the couple saying, well, we didn't want to get married a week before Pesach, so that's not considered a legitimate replacement. So he says that certainly this is considered a situation of oinus. It was beyond the control of this couple that the parents were in accident, and it's understandable that the chas and kala, the kala doesn't want to get married without her parents being able to attend, and it's considered an oinus. So if the caterer is saying, well, you should have gotten married on the day that we were contracted for, and now you owe us the entire pay, of course is not the case. Furthermore, he says that we cannot force the chas and the kala to wait till a week before Pesach. On the other hand, it is appropriate for the chas and the kala to be fair with the caterer and these vendors. And being fair with the caterer and the vendors mean that if they're willing, don't say that I'm only willing to get married on a certain day, and if you can't make that date, I'm backing off. As they should try to compromise with each other and try to come up with a date that's mutually acceptable. On the other hand, it's not that out, since they are getting, it's not, he does say that the caterer and the other vendors do not have to give back the deposit. Then he discusses along the same line that there was a couple that was getting married, and they hired a band to play at the wedding, and then they were attending a different simcha, and they saw there was a wonderful band playing at that wedding, which they felt was a much nicer orchestra than the ones that they had hired. And it was 2 weeks before the wedding. And now they canceled the first one and they want to use the second one. The question is, what is the halacha? So he says that if the first band that had no other job that night, that means if the band that's being canceled could have had a different job that night, So then the halacha is they're entitled to kapoil bottle. A kapoil bottle means how much is a person willing to accept that I'll get paid and won't have to work today. So they're not entitled, and sometimes that may be nothing because people like to work or people need the income, but some people would like to be able to take vacation. However, so that would be the case if they could have had another, if they could have had another job and you booked them and now you're canceling, you have to pay them kapoil bottle. If, on the other hand, and again, honesty is critical, if they didn't have the opportunity to have another job, so then it's much less of an issue. And therefore, there they have to come to some sort of a compromise. What seems to be clear is that if they had given the a deposit to the to this orchestra, and not only had they given them a deposit, even if they paid them in full, that the orchestra does not have to pay the entire amount that they were high. They don't have to give back the deposit or even the entire amount. They could say, we got the money, we're ready to do the job, and therefore you can't back out on us. The Sefer Atel Moshel also discusses various such shilas. What one situation he discusses is where there was a cleaning service who was charging $600 for the job of cleaning up whatever there was to clean. And it was a very good job. It was a very good price. And that's why I hired them. Everybody else wanted between $800 and $1,000. And now, when they come to do the job, they try to convince me that I should take an extra service on top of the $600. And I don't want that. And they say, well, if you won't take the extra service, we're going to back out. And the question is, are they allowed to back out? And the halacha is that, of course, they may not back out. And even though they thought that certainly I would agree to them backing out, that doesn't give them a right to back out because it was understood that I took them under certain understanding. And if they enter into an agreement, they have to honor the agreement that we have. And if they don't honor the agreement that we have, then they are going to be held. Then they're going to be held responsible. Begins the Gemara. Chazru ze beze loik tana. The Mishnah didn't speak about they backed out the owner or the employee or the employer. The Mishnah spoke about elahitu zezu, that they fooled each other. What does that mean? It says the Gemara, the itu pa'ala mahadadi. What it means is that they fooled each other. So ask the Gemara exactly what does that mean? Hechi dami, what does it mean that they fooled each other? Domele balabais, what happened was, the employer told one of his employees, zil ugali pealim, please go hire workers on my behalf, vazil inhu vitinu. And this employee of mine, who I asked to hire employees on my behalf, did something wrong. So now ask them, well, exactly what did he do wrong? Hechidomi. Ida Amalei, if he told the employee, Balabayas, that the employer told the Shliach, that I'm ready to pay Arba, I'm ready to pay 4 Zuz for the day. Vazavayu Amalotlosa. And he told the employees that the salary will be 3 Zuz a day. So ask the Gemara, Trumas Vayavadite. Why the Mishnah said that there's a right for terumis, there's a right for them to have a complaint. Ask the Gemara, why is there a right to have a complaint here? What did I do wrong? What was done wrong? These employees were told that this is going to be the salary for the day, Savar v'kibble, and they accepted it. So why do they have any right to have terumis? So the Gemara suggests, that the owner, the employer, told his employee, who he asked to find workers on his behalf, Tlosa, find me workers, that will accept three zuz for the day. Vazel iu amal ba'arba. And now this person told the employees that you'll get paid four zuz for the day. Heche the amal seichi dami. So again, says the Gemara, let's drill down what happened here. Idamalu scharch malay. If the shliach is saying that I'm going to pay your salary, so then he took upon himself that he's paying them that much, and therefore the halacha is nice ulum of the day. He has to pay that much. The Tanya, the hasoichas apoy lasas b'shaloi. If somebody tells an employee to, I'm hiring you to work on my behalf, v'rei b'shachaveri, but when it comes to do the job, I show him somebody else's property, nice l'schar m'shalem, I have to pay, I hire you, you took on this job in good faith, and I have to pay you. And now I, who had work done on somebody else's property, to go to that person who I asked to do something, now I have a right to go to the person who I hired. I could go to the person whom I hired and tell him that you have to pay me for what I benefited you. And as we've learned and will learn, there are shiurim. Nobody asked me to work on your field, and I did work on your field, so how much am I entitled to ask for, and how much am I not entitled to ask for? So, again, the Gemara's question is, what is the case? It says, when he hired them, he said that I'm not hiring you on my own behalf. He made it very, very clear to them that I am hiring you on behalf of the on behalf of somebody else, says the Gemara. So lechsli payalim hechem miskri. How much? And now that's where we ask. That's the case of the Mishnah. So ask the Gemara. How much do the employees normally get paid? And if they normally get paid four zuz for the day, so then it should be the Baal Bayis's obligation to pay four zuz, because they did for me a job which is worth four zuz. So says the Gemara, Latzricha, ditkmi ba'arba v'itki d'midrvislosa. Some people do this for four zuz a day, and some people do it for three zuz a day. Domrelay, and therefore, what is the tarumis? So therefore, I the employer, don't have to pay more than three zuz. Because I could say that there are employees that will do it for three zuz. But they could say to me, ilav the amritlon, if not for you would have said ba'arba, mitachina mitagina ba'arba, we would have looked for somebody that would pay us four. Ibaisaima, and that's why they have a right to have tarumas. Ibaisaima, hachva ba'al ba'is taskinan. We're speaking about a case of the ba'al ba'is who hired the workers. But these employees have their own property. So if they get a great job, if they would have get a great job, even though they have their own property, they're willing to work somewhere else. And the Omrelay, and they say to the Shliach, Ilav the Amrit Lamba Arba, had you not told us that we're getting four zuz a day, we would have concentrated on our own field. Have a zeal and bamislet guri. We wouldn't have been willing to go work for somebody else. We would have worked on our own property. And therefore, they have a right to say to this person, why did you fool us? Our Mishnah is speaking about regular workers. You, the Shliach, told us that you're paying us four zuz a day. And that's really more than that the workers are entitled to. And but we recognized it. We did a better job than normal. And therefore, even though we should only be paid three zuz, you had no right to save four zuz, and therefore we should be only paid three zuz, but we deserve here the four zuz because we really did a better job. Ask the Gemara, let's see what they're saying is true. Answers the Gemara, Berifka, they hired to dig. And you can't, so ask the Gemara, so if they were hired to dig, Rifka Nami made it there. You could tell the quality of the work when they dug. Answers the Gemara, no. It's speaking about the Malamayim Velayadi, you can't tell the quality because that hole is full of water. Ibai Seima, another way of explaining the Mishnah, Oilam Domalei Balabayas, the owner, the employer said to his shliach, pay them arba. Vazel Iuv Amalu Batilsa, and he said, I'm going to pay you three. And they agreed. I So Gemara said, when we said that, the Kamrit Tzav and Kibble, they took it upon themselves. They agreed to that salary. So why do they have a right to have a complaint? The Kamalei, because the employee says, Leslach, don't you know that there's a pasuk of Al Timna Taim Mevolov, and you did the wrong thing by depriving us. So of course the Rishonim ask, we're so concerned about the employee, that the employee should have gotten 4 zuz for the day, and he only got 3 zuz of the day, although they accepted it. But this is something that's not right, not nice. They got less than they deserve. So the Ritva asks, so why are we worried about the decrement of the employee? Why don't we think about the employer? So answers the Ritva. Indeed, if an employer told his shliach to hire workers for as little as possible, and the shliach did what he was told, and he hired workers for less than the going rate, there's no complaint. And that's how life is. The employee wants to gain, but the employer wants to gain as well. In the Gemara's case, the employer told the shliach, hire workers for 4 zuz. So the shliach was given the 4 zuz. Now the shliach went and looked for workers. And the workers wanted 4 zuz, and he negotiated with them to get them down to 3 zuz. So what happened here was that the employer is ready to pay the 4 zuz, and you are now pushing down the employees. That's not right. And I saw that the Medrash Shmuel explains this. The Medrash Shmuel explains that what the Gemara means to say here is that part of why Hashem puts us in this world is that we should be able to help other people. This employer was such an individual. This employee was the individual who was ready to be helpful to pay employees a decent wage. You shouldn't be the individual that should cause that the employee should get less. You should have helped that the employee should be treated well. Pshita, says the Gemara, it's obvious Amalei Balabayis that if the Balabayis told the shliach Tilsa that I'm willing to pay 3 zuz a day, Vazel Ihu, and then the shliach went and Amalei Arba, he told him I'm going to pay you 4 zuz a day. Vamrilei, Kamoisham Balabayis. When the employees responded, they didn't say yes or no to the number. What they said yes to was whatever the employer wants. So therefore, says the Gemara, data levayu. They wanted to get the higher amount. And when they said the words kamosh am balabayis, they weren't in any way intending to accept less than what was offered to him. What they were saying to him was that if the owner is willing to pay us more, we'll take more. But we're not willing to take less. That's not a havamina. Ella, what happens in Amalu Balabayas? The employer told the shliach, I'll pay 4, I'll pay 4 zuz for the day. And the shliach said, Betlosa, I'm paying you 3 zuz a day. And they reacted, Kamash Amr Balabayas. That's how the employees reacted. Mai, how do we define what they said? Do we say the bur de day kasamach? The only one that they're really negotiating with is with the shliach. And the shliach said 3, so that's what they agreed to. We trust you that when you offered us 3 zuz a day, you were offering what the balabayis was offering. Adama, what they're saying was, we need to be concerned that maybe you're trying to negotiate. And really the employer is willing to pay more. And that's what they meant to say. The bur de balabayis kosamchi, and if he's willing to give more, that's what we're going to take as salary. Tashma. So as we speak about shlichim for a get, when we learned Masech to Gittin, there are two types of shlichim. There's a shlich la kabbalah and a shlich la ilocha. A shlich la kabbalah is that the husband appoints a shlich to bring the get to the wife. A shlich la kabbalah means the wife appoints a shlich to accept the get on her behalf. A shlich la'ilach is that the husband appoints a shlich to bring the get to his wife. So a woman tells a shliach, go to my husband and ask my husband to make you into the shliach la'ilach, to bring my get to me. the shliach did not follow instructions. And he tells the husband, Ishtecha omris kabali giti. My wife, your wife appointed me to be a shliach lekabola. For who? And the husband now says to the shliach, Halach, take the get. Halach kamosha omra, do what my wife said. Omra of Nachman, omra of Avua, omra Rav. The halacha is that this get is not a valid get. Because he wasn't appointed a fil gil get yodob and a magresis. He can't become a shliach loylocha because the wife never made him to a shliach loylocha because the wife can't make a shliach loylocha. Shmamina, what do we see? That even though when the get did ultimately get to her hands, she's still not divorced. Why not? That bore the day kusamach. When the husband said halach kamosh amra, he was relying to follow what the shliach was telling him. The shliach told him that your wife appointed me to be a shliach lekabola. A shliach lekabola means that as soon as the shliach will receive the get, they will be divorced. But he's not a shliach lekabola. She never appointed him to be a shliach lekabola. And a husband, as we said, does not have the halachic ability to appoint somebody to be a shliach lekabola. So he's not a shliach lekabola. And he's not a shliach leilocha either, because this husband said that halach, but says the Gemara, he's relying on what the shliach said, because says the Gemara, isal kedatech adibur d'dorka samach. If you're going to say he's relying on what she said, so she said indeed that I didn't make you a shliach lekabola, but she wanted him to be a shliach lehalacha. And if that's the case, at least mechimati got the liyada mir tagarish. When she receives the get, she wanted the shliach to be a shliach lehalacha. The husband is saying, whatever my wife wanted, that's what I'm doing. So he should be a shliach lehalacha. But we're seeing that he's not a shliach lehalacha, and that's why even when she receives the get, she's not divorced. Obvious that even though when he said that, he didn't mean to rely completely on what she said. And therefore, in our case as well, when the worker said, whatever the employer said is fine, they didn't mean whatever the employer said. They meant what you're saying, what you, the shliach, are saying, the employer said. Arav Ashi, Hacha Ashta. You can't compare the two cases. Bishlami Itma Epcha. If we learnt the case where a woman said to shliach, be a skabali giti, be a shliach lekabola. And the shliach got confused, and instead of telling the husband, I was asked to be a shliach lekabola, he says to the husband, ishtecha amali aveli giti, my wife asked that you should make me into a shliach leilocha. Behu ama helich kamaish amra. And he says, whatever my wife says, that's what should be. And in that case, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avu, Amar Rav Shigil, got liyadim agreshes, that when she receives the get, when the shliach receives the get, she's divorced. Alma, that would be a clear indication that Bur Didei Kusamach, that Bur Didei Kusamach, he's not relying on what the shliach says, he's relying on what the wife said. And whatever she wants, that's what is agreeable. And therefore, when the get is given to the shliach, since she had made that shliach into shliach lekabola, the get will be a good get. Inami, or if the case were, shegiah let liyada, Rav Nachman had taught us when the get comes to her hands, she is divorced. It's obvious that I'll bury the day kusamach. The husband's relying on what the shliach says. And since the shliach said, your wife asked that you should make me into shliach lelocha, that's why it's a shliach lelocha. Elohasam, the case that we just learned, where the wife asked the shliach to ask the husband to make him into a shliach lailocha, and he misrepresented, and he said, I'm a shliach lekabola, there, we can't accept this get. Because even if the husband's relying on what the wife said, and the wife said he should be a shliach lailocha, the problem is the shliach misrepresented. Domalei, when the shliach said that I should be a shliach lekabola, What he's saying is, my wife wants, your wife wants to be a shliach like Kabbalah, lelocha le'avina. And that's why he can't become a shliach le'locha. Ibaima, Ibaisema, the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hasaychas umnim, v'hitu zu azu. So he says, what does that mean? Ibaisema, haitan echazru nami hitu karolei. That even though the Mishnah means, says the word hitu, it doesn't mean hitu, that they misrepresented, it means they backed out. And the Gemara explains, where do we see that? That this type of wording can mean backing out. The Tanya Sachas Omen, you hire workers, Vitu Balabayas, or Balabayas Hito Oison, Elam Zel Zel Trumas, says the Gemara, and the Brisa continues. The Medva Mamurim, when is that Dalok that they only could complain, but that they have no financial claim? Shloi Holchu, if the workers did not just yet go to the place of work. Avhochu Chamorim, if the donkey drivers went to pick up the grain, for but there's nothing to carry, to travel, to deliver. Payalim, or the workers who are supposed to work on the field, and they find Matzah Sodik Shilach, the field is not workable. Noislam Skar Mishalim, he has to pay in full. Avena Daima Habalit Tarn Lebon Reikon. A donkey driver that goes with empty donkeys, or a Simalachal Yashbat, or the worker who doesn't have what to do. So as we said before, the employer is entitled to deduct and say to them, well, how much would you be willing to take not to have to work today? Continues the Mara. The Madvar Mamurim, that's when that they were hired for a job, which as we said at the beginning of this year, means kablonis. They haven't begun to work yet. If they began to work, we evaluate what they have already done. They were hired to cut the grain and be paid 2 shloim for the job. They cut half, and then they're ready to walk off, and they're walking off the job when only half is done. They were hired to sew a garment for 2 shloim. And they did half the job. We evaluate what they were doing. And that even if the salaries of workers went up when they backed out, so when they would have to, when he has to hire workers now, he's going to have to find workers to, and it's not going to cost them. They were hired for 2 seller, which is 4 denrim, which is 8 denrim, 4 dinar per seller. So they really owe him, the employer really owes them 1 seller, 4 denrim. But it's going to cost him now to get new employees 1.5 sell, 6 denrim. The halacha is, even though he's losing out, noislam seller, he has to pay them the seller. Or they should finish the job. Im sella, if hiring the other person will take a sella, no Islam sella. That's what they're entitled to. So according to the Tanna Kamma, the fact that the salaries went up is not at the fault of the employees. And they're still entitled to get half. If they did half, they're entitled to get half. We do take in consideration what's it going to cost me. And therefore, if I now I'm going to have to spend 1.5 sell, 60 narim, so even though they did half the job, and half the job ought to be getting a seller, I don't have to give them a seller. Since it's going to cost me 6 dinarim, 1.5 sell to get the job done, I will only have to give them a shekel, which is 2 dinar. Or yigmar malachtan, or they should do as they were supposed to do, finish the job, v'yitnu shnei shloim. If, however, I could get workers to finish the second half for sella, so then I should give them a sella. Says the Braisa, Memedvar Mamurim, all this discussion, says the Gemara, is b'dav shena ovud. When there is no, it's a, you could do, the job will get done by the others at another time. But if these people how walking off the job, if they walk off the job, it's going to be a dover of it, it's going to be irretrievable lost. Soich aleim, and they walk that, I hire employees, or matan, I could fool them. Ketzer matan, what does it mean matan? Oim aleim selo kutzatzti lechem, I owe you a seller. Bov etelishtayim, I'll double your salary. That comes soich aleim, and how much more can I hire workers to, and deduct it from them? Arabam v'chamishim zoz, whatever amount I need to get the job done. But madvar amurim, when I can't find new workers at that rate. If I could find new workers at that rate, and he said, if I could find other employees, then and you go hire from those workers, then they only have a complaint on me, and I, even though I could have hired cheaper workers. If I hired workers and they come and they see there's nothing to do, I have to pay them salary. So Rav said, Chavivi, my uncle Rav Chiya said, if I was the employee, I would not have paid El Kapaya Bot. They only deserve to get paid as much as they're willing to get paid, not to have to go work, to be able to use this as a vacation day. Why are you saying they're paid in full? Asked the Gemara, what is Rav asking? Didn't the Bryce explicitly say that we do take that into consideration? That ain't a dime abo litan ton labo reikon oisim aloch liyosha bottle? Says the Gemara, Rav did not hear the end of the Brisa. Had Rav heard the end of the Brisa, he would see that it's consistent with what Rav Chiya said. Ikadamri, Simon Kamai. Vokkomer, Chavivi, my uncle Rav Chiya said, Iyav Ano, Vayavanele Klau. I would not have paid them at all. That Amrit Kapoil Bottle, and you're saying they're paid, but just paid as if they were on vacation. But ask the Gemara, El Kashahach, what are we going to do with this Brisa? That the Brisa says that I do have to pay them kapoil batel. Answers the Gemara Lakasha. How the Sila Aram Orta? When the employees went last night and they saw they can't work on this field, or they saw it was raining, so why'd you come to the job? You should have known there's nothing to do, so you can't ask for salary. But the life Simon Arta, so they had no way of knowing. Kiyodam Rava, high man the Ogre Igri, the Rif guy hired workers to work in my field, also mitra malamayim, and it rained and became impossible to work in the field. If they had looked at this property earlier, cited the payalim, then the work is lost because it was their bad luck. Cited the balabayis, they had no way of knowing that this is a field that there's nothing to do, so they went in good faith. You have like a pie bottle, and therefore they're entitled to get paid, but they get paid kapoil bottle.